Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here, and it is great to see you again. I don't know about you, but I love to travel. I love to visit new places. But do you know what the problem with visiting new places is? It's that you have no idea where anything is. Like, let's say you're on a week-long vacation in a city that you've never been to before. And then one day you need to find a drugstore so you can buy medicine or for whatever reason. What do you do? Well, usually you can just look in Google Maps, but sometimes that's not an option for one reason or another. And so you have to ask for directions the old-fashioned way, by talking to another human being. So what would you say? How would you ask for directions to a drugstore or any other location? Well, don't freak out, because it's really not that hard. And it's a great opportunity to strike up a conversation with a stranger and practice your English. So now let's take a look at a few common phrases that you can use to ask for directions or give directions in English. So first up, a very basic question. Where's the drugstore? Where's the drugstore? Simple, direct, and you can use this question with anything. Where's the supermarket? Where's the parking lot? Or more importantly, where's the pizzeria? And then you have to be ready to listen and pay attention to the person's directions. For example, turn left at the traffic light and then head straight for 2 blocks. All right, now let's break down these directions, because if you think about it, basically all directions will be similar to this, because really you only have 2 options when walking around a city. You can turn or you can go straight. So let's take a closer look at these 2 basic directions. First, turn. You can turn left or you can turn right, and always at the preposition, like turn left at the traffic light. Turn left at the stop sign, at the tree, at the corner, whatever. And in addition to turn left, you might hear some people say take a left, or make a left, or hang a left. But all of these mean the same thing, turn left or turn right. But hang a left, for example, I don't know, it's just a cooler way to say turn left. So, you know, if you want to be cool, a little more informal, yeah, hang a left at the traffic light. And then what? And then head straight. Yeah, but it's not this head. In this case, head is a verb that means go. Or it means movement with a specific direction. Head straight. So you can also say go straight or keep going. And then for, the distance. Keep going for 2 blocks, head straight for half a mile or whatever. So now let's put it all together in a new scenario. Now you're looking for the library because reading is super cool. So, excuse me, where's the library? Oh, you hang a right at the stop sign and you head straight for 3 blocks. Wow, thanks! No problem. Enjoy those books. Just your typical conversation. Alrighty, now a few other helpful phrases when asking for directions. Now let's say that you're looking for something that's near you, in your general area, or you're asking for the nearest ATM, for example. You could ask, is there an ATM around here? Is there an ATM around here? You can also say near here. Same thing. Is there an ATM near here? And then the person replies, it's just around the corner. You can't miss it. It's just around the corner. You can't miss it. Alrighty, now one more time all together. Hey, excuse me, is there a coffee shop around here? Oh yeah, there's one just around the corner. You can't miss it. Okay, I have one more for you. The laundromat is across from the hostel. The laundromat is across from the hostel. Across from, like across the street or in front of. You can also say opposite. The laundromat is opposite the hostel. Or, there's a great restaurant opposite the hotel. My Airbnb is across from Central Park. That's probably one super expensive Airbnb. Pronunciation tip, remember, the word opposite, the first syllable is stressed. Opposite. Opposite. The laundromat is opposite the hostel. And that's it! So now, wherever you are, you can always find the drugstore, the ATM, the pizzeria, Starbucks, whatever. So go ahead, ask for directions, start that conversation, and practice your English skills. So that's it for today. I will see you guys later. Peace out.
Later, talk.